This is the news in brief from the United Nations. COVID-19 is still killing thousands of people every day, UN Health Agency Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has said, while once again underlining the hugely uneven and inequitable distribution of vaccines. The World Health Organization Director General told journalists that it was extremely disappointing to see that countries which had vaccinated most of their population with two doses were now looking to obtain a third booster shot. What's needed urgently is much greater vaccine production in numerous hubs around the world, Tedros insisted, praising pharmaceutical firm AstraZeneca for sharing the technology it used to make coronavirus vaccine. Tedros also clarified the UN agency's position on vaccine sharing.
When we say share, it's not like giving it for free. I can bring you a long list of countries who are saying we have money, where can we buy the vaccines? Just give us the vaccines, we can pay for it. Many countries do that because they're sick and tired of all the lockdowns and their population are going through. Majority of countries, a big proportion actually, can pay, but they don't have the vaccine.
The WHO appeal comes as it warned that the Delta variant is now present in 104 countries, where it's driving a new spike in cases and deaths. The highly transmissible mutation is expected to soon be the dominant COVID-19 strain circulating worldwide. UN humanitarians appealed on Tuesday for far quicker access to Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region after the first aid trucks in days to reach the local capital, Mekele, encountered multiple checks delaying their arrival. Unobstructed aid deliveries are crucial in the northern Ethiopian region, where the World Food Programme, or WFP, says that 4 million people need emergency assistance after more than 8 months of conflict between regional and central government forces. WFP spokesperson Thompson Fury said that Monday's convoy of 50 trucks delivered 900 tons of food along with other emergency supplies. It was the first humanitarian convoy to reach Tigray since operations resumed in the northwest on the 2nd of July.
It took the convoy 4 days to travel from Semera to Mekele via Abala, a distance of just 445 kilometers, passing through over 10 checkpoints on the way, where at every stop, the humanitarian cargo was rigorously checked. It should not be like that. We need to send in convoys every day from now on so that we are able to meet demand.
Latest first-hand reports from Tigray on Tuesday also appear to confirm that healthcare provision is damaged beyond repair in many areas. According to the World Health Organization, most health centers are not functioning, and medical equipment and supplies have been either removed or destroyed in almost all facilities in the region. To Afghanistan, where the worsening security situation has forced an estimated 270,000 people from their homes since January. The alert from the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, brings the total internally displaced population to more than 3.5 million. UNHCR said that families were fleeing extortion by non-state armed groups and the dangers posed by improvised explosive devices along major roads. Many also reported a breakdown in welfare support and a loss of income owing to the rising insecurity. To help those with acute needs, UNHCR and partners have provided newly displaced Afghans with emergency shelter, food, health, water, sanitation and cash assistance, although many challenges remain in accessing vulnerable groups. According to the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, UNAMA, the number of civilian casualties there rose by 29% in the first quarter of this year, compared to the same period 12 months ago. An increasing proportion of women and children were among those targeted. Daniel Johnson, UN News.